In a dramatic World Cup match, the U.S. beat Mexico 2-0. Next, the U.S. team will face Germany in the quarterfinals. The American team has been a surprise in every match so far. A great game against Portugal, a tough tie with South Korea, a horrible game against Poland, and now this big win. Reporter Kevan Antonio Hidari watched the U.S.-Mexico game in Jeonju, South Korea. This is the best U.S. has done in the modern World Cup. What are they doing right besides winning?
Well, basically, tactically, they're very organized, and they knew how to play Mexico. They've played the Mexicans so many times in the last few years, and they've got a psychological superiority over them, as I think is what's going on. I mean, at the end of the match, the U.S. and the Mexican players did not exchange shirts, which is a normal occurrence in any World Cup match, no matter who wins. And the Mexicans lost their head a bit, and I think they were just very frustrated. The Americans played a very smart match tactically, and the Mexicans could not get through their defense.
Well, it's a very rough game. There was, 10 yellow cards and one red.
Yeah, that's right. It looked like a painting class out there with so many colors. But, the Mexicans, as I said, lost their head. They had one red card, Rafael Márquez, who's their player who plays at the highest level. He plays for Monaco in France, and he went up for a header, but he came to head the ball, but he also came with the leg up, and he hurt Kobe Jones. So it sort of was emblematic of the type of game they were playing at the end when they felt they couldn't get a goal past the Americans. Americans scored in the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes, and that they closed out the match that way.
A shutout for goalie Brad Friedel, though Mexico had lots of chances.
Yes, they did. And Brad Friedel, although he had a couple of dicey plays, he is somebody you can be sure will keep your goal safe during a whole match. And that is very important to a team. If they can go forward and know that at the back they're covered, they can take certain risks at certain times in the match. The U.S. played for the counterattack, and it worked today. The thing that one must note is that there was a bigger section of U.S. fans that seemed pretty well organized in the northwest section of the Jeonju Stadium, and they overwhelmed the Mexican counterparts, who were more in number but less in spirit.
U.S. team played a lot of defense. They had an extra guy back there.
Yeah, well, that was the tactical consideration. Once you get a goal up, you force the Mexicans to come forward, and then once they've gone forward, then they leave themselves open at the back. And that's exactly what happened on the second goal. Eddie Lewis, a left-footed blonde player for the U.S., came up and put a wonderful cross, which young Landon Donovan, who is a promising player for the U.S., just headed straight into goal.
Now they play Germany on Friday. What's the outlook there?
Well, Germany is a bit tougher because even when the Germans don't play well, they're still, as I said, a Germany, and they hang on until the last minute. So I think it's going to be more of a battle of wills, and I think the U.S. may have to change a bit of its tactical considerations. They may have to play a little more touch soccer than physical soccer because the Germans match up well against that kind of soccer.
Well, we've got several days to enjoy the best moment in American soccer.
Yeah, well, that's right. They've got several days, but they're still, I think they might be even be able to make it to the semifinals if they are able to catch the Germans. The Germans are not in their best moment football-wise. They've had a weak generation of players, and the United States could be able to ride this wave out all the way to the semifinal, if not more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kevan Antonio Hidari in Jeonju, South Korea.